Charles. K261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is to become the head of the corner. It's what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy, holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And the Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. First and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to you this morning, for the few of you that have tuned in this morning, for the Bible says that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter there into this true hide and secret place, but only a few shall find it. All praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. What a wonderful time to be hid out. Oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. Hid out, but held by the power of his strong right hand, not allowing no man to pluck us out. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful opportunity it is that the Lord has bestowed upon me this morning. David himself said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go. Oh, hallelujah. Into the house of the Lord is, I love my job. I thank the Lord God Almighty for this opportunity that he's presented to me. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along. And if you ride in, just follow along. Today, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt in Luke, the 15th chapter, the 11th to the 21st verse. He will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and invite you to rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, God's way, God's truth that will grant you eternal life. For the Bible tells us, for by grace through faith we're saved, and that is not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Luke, the 15th chapter, picking up here at the 11th verse, and Jesus is speaking the parable of the lost son. And he says, a certain man had two sons. And the young of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would gladly have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? Oh, the Holy Spirit gave me an unction to just step back for a second and bring to your attention, first and foremost, you're talking about a Jewish man that had left the father. He no doubt could not wait to get away from the father's rules and restrictions in order to do his own thing. And the Bible lets us know that as he left the counsel of the father, he found himself in trouble. He also, being a Jew, he took on a job feeding the hogs, which it was a disgrace for a Jewish man even to have hogs. So therefore, the individual in which that he had to work for, was employed by, had to be a Gentile. And there he was. See, sin can take us farther than we want to go. And oh, we can bow down lower than we want to get, and we can be caught there forever if not for the grace of God. He was a Jewish man working for a Gentile, and in essence, the Gentile was supposed to be working for him. Oh, let them that have an ear hear, and let them who can understand, understand. And the Bible said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I would arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring a hither the fatter calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us in Luke 22nd chapter, Jesus is speaking to Simon, and he says to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Note that Jesus prayed not that Peter's church membership increased. Note that he didn't pray that Peter continued to walk on water, but he prayed that Peter's faith fail not. Oh, hallelujah. And that's that one faith that Jesus left his church. You see, Jesus, as we know, Peter went on to say what he wouldn't do, but Jesus knew Peter, as he knows all of us. Jesus predicts Peter's denial, that Peter would deny him three times. He knew that. And he also predicted his repentance in verse 32. And converted means have repented and turned from that sin. Many times we sometimes confess our sins, but forget to turn away from them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We sometimes confess them, but not knowing that the power coming only when we turn away from them, and have come back to the cross by the faith in his former position did Peter stand. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us also in Matthew's 16th chapter, Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou, John the Baptist, some say thou, Elijah, and others say thou, or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Then Jesus said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That rock he's referring to is the rock of this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. In other words, this is how we get in where we fit in. This is how we put on Christ. This is the full armor of God. Oh, hallelujah. I got to tell it. You see, this is the true hiding place. This is the place where the enemy desires to get you, but he can't. He desires to do you much evil. The Bible says the wicked watch the righteous, seek to slay them, but they're powerless to do anything. The Bible says that when our ways are pleasing unto the Lord, that he will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Let that be a message to those who are referring to stopping the violence. Well, this is how you stop the violence. Let your ways be pleasing unto the Lord, and he will make even your enemies be at peace with you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You see, the word church is a translation meaning call out or assembly. They are organized to carry out the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world, Jesus said, and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized.